way he could meet with anybody on a day so busy. But in fact, he did. We had a very long conversation, maybe just an hour before his global news conference, and I got a chance to ask my questions. Came away, at least as far as he's concerned, I was able to come away reassured that that the hopes we have for the continuity of jobs in Indiana are going to hold up through this new ownership.
With the purchase yesterday, again, I've heard some of the things you've had in releases. Very confident and assured that jobs in Kokomo for right now are going to be in pretty good shape.
Well, this is our goal, of course, and it's well known that Chrysler and a terrific German transmission company called Getrag have been in discussions about a joint venture. I was at Getrag all morning today and discussed this in detail with them, and they're taking, I would say, preliminary steps to be ready for that to happen, but we need not to get ahead of ourselves here until there's an agreement between Chrysler, which means now that under the new ownership, and Getrag, that thing's not a done deal. But I'm very optimistic, having talked both to Dr. Zetcha, who believes that the ongoing Chrysler management will want to go forward with that, and also to Getrag, we will see that happen. And, of course, we are very pleased that Indiana's come to the front in the competition for that investment.
And we did have some news this morning that Getrag had purchased 145 acres of property in Tipton County over the weekend, according to some of the deeds and records in Tipton County offices. So that at least bodes well for part of the project and at least a commitment to North Central Indiana.
Well, Rob, careful. What it means is that they have taken the steps on a contingent basis. But until there's an agreement to sell transmissions to Chrysler or to make them jointly with Chrysler, I should say, nothing is final. So, all signs are positive, but simply the fact that they felt they had to move on that to be ready on time a couple years from now by itself doesn't mean that we can take this to the bank. And so we need to take it one step at a time, respect the right of these two parties to make their own final agreement. But let me just say I'm encouraged about it, having talked to both, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Of course, another Hoosier figure involved in all this, an article in the Indianapolis Star this morning, former Congressman, Indiana Senator, and Vice President Dan Quayle is chairman of Global Investments for Cerberus. So more Hoosier connections as we continue on through this process.
Yeah, well, it's at least good to have a friend of Indiana involved in the fund. I think what Vice President Quayle does is very different. He's involved in their investments outside the country, but certainly he is associated with that firm. I also happen to know from days gone by John Snow, who's now the chairman of Cerberus, and looking forward to talking to him about why this idea of an Indiana location makes great sense and why they ought to just move straight forward with it.
What are some of the other plans you have while you're in Europe? What else are you looking into, or can you divulge that at this time?
Sure. Well, we cram a lot of meetings into every day on these trips, and mainly we're calling on existing companies who have hired Hoosiers, and we want to tell them we appreciate their business, want to be first in line when they're ready to grow in the United States. Secondly, we go at them and we go prospecting for new jobs. I'm going to have a meeting this afternoon with the bioenergy industry of Germany, talk to them about how Indiana has come rocketing to a lead position in terms of just in the last couple of years in terms of ethanol, biodiesel in the U.S., how open we are to that. And then later tonight, for instance, we're going to have a reception. We'll have another one like it in the U.K. later, in which over 100 businesses are going to come hear why Indiana is a great place to come and hire people. So it's a job hunting trip, as unisourcing trip, and I feel like we've had great results in the past. I hope this one will be the same.
Getting back to the Chrysler situation, how were the talks with Dr. and I've forgotten how to pronounce.
Calling Dr. Z.
Yeah, Dr. Z. How much you said you had a lengthy conversation with him, and you were pretty satisfied with some of the outlook for things for us?
Well, I can't go too much further than that, except to say that remember Daimler, which he will continue to lead, didn't completely exit Chrysler. They're still going to be a 20% shareholder. But he also had clearly had extensive conversations with the new owners, and they're going to, maintain the management team. That, I think, augurs well for maintaining decisions like the joint venture with Getrag that we want, that we hope will be preserved. He also had apparently a very good meeting with Mr. Gettelfinger of the UAW. This is so important, of course, because protection of not just the jobs, but the reasonable terms of those jobs is essential here. And he told me that their meeting, which was Saturday, went very well, and that Mr. Gettelfinger, of course, sat down and wrote out a generally positive statement. So I drew some hope from that too, that this new era will be a good one for Kokomo and for Indiana.
Of course, you're talking with lots of folks. Apparently, last night you also had a meeting with a group from SHOT, who has some related interest in Vincennes, Indiana.
Yeah, they're a great company, and with a lot of growth possibilities. They make some of the most high-tech glass in the of all kinds. Things from the Hubble telescope mirror and the space shuttle down to the glass top on your electric kitchen stove, and they've got, we think, some great growth possibilities. So again, I went there to say, Indiana, appreciate your business. We're proud that you came and hired Hoosiers, and let's talk about how you might hire some more.
Governor, we appreciate you taking the time from Europe to get us updated on the situation with Chrysler especially, and the Getrag situation, and what could be happening here in North Central Indiana in the future. So hope you have a great rest of your trip, and have a good time selling Hoosiers to the world.
Well, you know, it's a great case to make these days, and I make it with a lot of enthusiasm. You know, I don't think there's ever been a time when Indiana was more competitive and more ready to take on the world and win. So we'll be out there swinging for the rest of this week, and see you when we get back.
All right, thanks, Governor. We
Bye,
appreciate
Rob.
Your time.